Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's head over to Blois Olson, talk politics here in Minnesota. Right down nearly crunch time over at the state capitol. We're about as close as we can get here. Blois, good morning, first of all.
Good morning, David.
Tell me about this May 6th deadline. What's that all about?
Well, that was yesterday, and legislative leaders and the governor began meeting at 11 o'clock yesterday. And the process by which they were going to agree on budget targets between the House and the Senate and the governor all kind of eroded quickly into the old process. So by early last night, they were exchanging pieces of paper. The governor went first. He made a modest proposal. The Senate countered. They made a more modest proposal. And at this rate, David, be like you and I trying to run a marathon on our knees. They're just not going to make it. And so I think that they all set out with a certain amount of optimism, but it quickly moved into kind of the old process. And so they're going to reconvene today. They've missed their self-imposed deadline. We still have 13 more days, but I think that they're going to realize very quickly that this budget is going to be much more difficult to put together unless somebody really comes a long way in their compromise.
Well, it seems like with Senator Gazelka and Governor Walz, you got two folks that seem to be willing to negotiate. Is that a good sign at all, Blois? Or?
Oh, I think the personalities are definitely different. And Senator Majority Leader Gazelka has said, you know, Governor Walz is different than Governor Dayton, but they're both passionate about their issues. I think the style is very different. And just to give listeners one example, so yesterday morning, kind of before the first meeting of legislative leaders, Governor Walz posted a video on social media about the provider tax and keeping this healthcare funding mechanism in place. And the Walz, administration has really tried to rely on, quote, selling their vision for Minnesota. The real question is the people they need to sell it to are the senators that are just, you know, on the other side of the Capitol. It's not necessarily the people of Minnesota at this point. And that's a tough sale for Republicans who would have a lot of heat and pressure and primaries if they buckled on things like the provider tax and or the gas tax.
How important, and we discussed this yesterday a little bit, but how important are these conference committees?
Well, the conference committees are now going to sit and kind of look at each other. DFLers are clearly using conference committees to kind of frame up their issues. Republicans, for instance, for the Transportation Committee, today the Senate would have the gavel. And, for instance, today the Senate Republicans decided that that conference committee won't meet today. So then the House gets the gavel back tomorrow. They'll try to use it as, you know, kind of an opportunity to say their piece, get out their issues, and show they're getting down to work. But until they have budget targets, these conference committees can't do a lot.
What's happening today?
Today, all the leaders have said that they'll reconvene. They'll try to get something back together. There are some conference committees meeting for the first time today. And they will look at some of the policy initiatives that are in some of these bills and maybe start to work on some compromise on those. But this idea that the end of session was going to feel different after one day, it feels very much the same. I think the good news is we still have 13 days, and usually this process starts about a week out, and the brinksmanship is a little tougher.
What is this Wisconsin-Minnesota political, you know, we have the sports rivalry. What's going on there between the Eau Claire leader and apparently some Minnesotans?
Yeah, well, tomorrow Amy Klobuchar is going to have that Fox News town hall forum in Milwaukee. And that's good for Klobuchar's campaign. Go on Fox News, get a lot of national visibility. The bad news is it's the Bucks game 5. And so the tension between politics and sports in Wisconsin will increase because there's probably not a lot of households in Wisconsin that are going to be tuned into that Fox Town Hall. I mean, I don't know, Dave. I've been to Wisconsin. They tend to prefer their sports teams over their politics. But then we have a link this morning to a letter to the editor from the Eau Claire Leader-Telegram last weekend that said that the lack of success of Minnesota sports teams is tied to Minnesota sending Ilhan Omar to Congress, and made that link between those two. And we all know that cheeseheads have some interesting theories on life, but that's one of the more interesting I've heard.
Boy, no kidding. Well, that'll get the Twittersphere fired up, I would think.
Oh, yeah,
sure. Let me go down on the street and ask this Wisconsin native. Hey, Wisconsin native, now you have a choice between watching the Fox Town Hall with Senator Klobuchar or your hometown Bucks. What would you choose?
Fear the deer. Go Bucks.
There you go. You're right, boys. You know it.
I can't even say what I say to my Wisconsin friends about that basketball team on the air.
Okay, in that case, to save your job and your gig, I'm going to let you go.
All right. Sounds good, Dave. You have a great day.
Yeah, you too. He is Blois Olson. That's the Morning Take here on WCCO. All the news with Steve-O in 2 minutes here on the Morning News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.